That's at 6:55. But first, the observation deck with Gordo, brought to us by Man's Best Friend. And it is.
Yep.
There's the applause.
You bet. All right, we begin the observation deck. First of all, you guys notice anything weird about my shirt?
No, not really.
I'm wearing like a button-down black shirt.
Looks like the same shirt you wear every day.
Yeah, I always wear black shirts. All of my shirts are black. But this one is actually one of my favorite shirts. And right. I washed it, and I pulled it out of the dryer this morning before work. And I noticed something weird with the front pocket. See these two circular areas here?
Yeah, what's going on
there? I washed it with
there?
Two pieces of gum in the front pocket.
Oh, no.
And now I think I've ruined my favorite shirt. I don't know how you get gum.
You got gum pocket.
I got gum pocket. Yeah. So how do you get that out?
I don't think
you didn't realize until you put it on?
Yeah.
Got to work?
I put it on, get to work, and I reach down and go, what are these two little hard spots in this pocket? And I reach down and notice that it's gum that is completely flattened out now.
Oh, flip.
Because it was in the hot water washing machine.
Yeah, so you've got two big weird-looking stains. It looks like some guy Lewinsky'd you.
Man, we were having a fun gum.
The show had a tremendous amount of momentum, and you just stopped it. Hey, Russell clarified something for us. He said that from what he heard, Rob Ryan donated his hair to Locks of False Self-Promotion, which is a different group.
just leave that alone.
And he says that he hears that they have no minimum standards. So,
all right,
that the hair length was satisfactory to them. Did you see why Josh Hamilton was out for five games?
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable. He had dry corneas from drinking too many energy drinks.
Ocular keratitis,
yeah. Too many energy drinks.
Idiocracy.
Battle that with,
unbelievable.
Skin stoid stolute, is that what you take to battle that?
What? What is skin stoid stolute? Never heard of that.
It's a product to battle ocular keratitis.
I get this funny email from a P1, and he sends me the whole story, and the whole story is very funny, but I'm just going to give you the thumbnail sketch of it. This guy's name is John, and he says that he and his buddies, they like good flatulence humor, like every red-blooded American male. But it's something he tries to keep from the wife.
Yeah.
Well, he says, about a year ago, I had knee surgery, and I was given standard-issue antibiotics and painkillers, both of which, he says, gave him tremendous gas backup / buildup. And there was little relief from the pressure, he says. Then he mentions that he also uses a CPAP machine at night. This is one of those fighter pilot masks that you wear that forces air into your nose and mouth if you have sleep apnea. So he wears one of those at night, and he swears that those things force air directly into your bowel somehow, too.
Okay.
Well, that it not only goes down the trachea, but it goes down the esophagus, is what he's saying.
Okay.
So he says the combination of these things pushed it to a critical point. The situation got critical
just
with
got
him.
Critical.
And after about a week of taking these meds, I was at my breaking point. Finally, one morning, at 5:40 in the morning, he awakes to what he calls a gaseous movement in his lower region. And the moment had arrived. So prior to release, he pauses for a moment, wondering if he was going to wake up his sleeping wife next to him in bed with this explosion that he's preparing for. But he thought he had himself perfectly positioned to, quote, let this beast go. And he says that he couldn't possibly get up and move to another room.
What do you mean he couldn't possibly get up and do that?
I guess it was way too critical. But he did have time to think that his iPhone was right next to him on the bedside table and he could record this for his friends.
No.
So he wanted to catch this piece of audio gold for future yucks.
Live action.
Live action. So he quickly reaches over, snatches his iPhone, hits record, and positions the iPhone accordingly. All right, so then he includes this audio, okay? He says there are a few events that were not captured on audio. You'll hear the release, and you'll hear it's full of wonder, amazement, and hilarity. He says, but what you couldn't see was my wife's physical reaction. About halfway through release, she rose straight up into a sitting position with her eyes fixed on the direction of the bedroom door, and later she told me she thought someone was slowly creaking the door open to come into the room, and she got afraid. But it took her a while to come to the realization that John the P1 was passing gas, and it took her even longer to realize that he was recording it after she spotted the soft glow of the iPhone down by my ass.
Okay, you got to go to the other end of the house to perform something like this.
I mean, he's not only
this is
giving birth to a beast, but he's recording it.
What's wrong with him?
All right, so listen to this, and you'll hear her at the end question him about the iPhone. All right, listen, this is faithful and gassy P1 John.
All right.
Sorry.
Did you record that?
Yes.
Did he apologize?
Yes, that little meek.
Oh, sorry. That long demonstration and then that meek. Oh, I'm sorry.
Guys are so gross and so ridiculous. What is wrong with all of us?
We sit around and laugh at it like it's the craziest thing and funniest thing we've ever heard.
Oh my God.
What a trumpet.
Oh, my God. How could that not wake her up?
You can't do that.
How do you think he was going
to
get away
wife,
with...
You've got to go to a secure area to perform an operation like that.
I don't
that.
Think Fort Knox is secure enough to contain that one.
You know what's amazing about that is just when you think it's going to lose steam, it picked up
its
strength.
Kicked into overdrive. All right, let's listen to it again and listen for the post-disaster reaction.
Sorry.
Small. Did you record that?
Yes.
Don't worry about it. Oh, my gosh.
Man. Did you record that?
Yes. Yes. Ready to go back to bed.
Good question.
Oh, man. Oh my goodness.
Wow.
Spotting the soft glow of the iPhone.
That is something,
that's
isn't it?
Crazy
oh,
thing.
Gosh. Dude, that had such sustain. She had time to get out of the house if
I
she wanted to.
I got it at 12.3 seconds.
Wow. Unbelievable. That may be a record setter. All right. Thanks, P1 John, for sending that bit of shame to us.
We need to hook P1 John up to the apparatus at Ticket Stock on the stage.
Duplicate
and then when he's ready, put a microphone up to him and let him go.